We all wish to have a very good relationship to the people around us.
我们非常喜欢，希望能够自己和我们周围的人能够建立一个美好的人际关系。
We wish to have a beautiful relationship in the family.
我们很希望在家庭当中有一个美好的家庭关系。
At work, as in school.
不论在学校或在工作场所，我们也希望建立美好的人际关系。
A good relationship could nurture our soul. We feel loved and trusted.
在一个美好的人际关系当中，我们的心灵能够得到滋养，我们可以感到爱，感到信任。
And we will constantly maintain a very cheerful heart.
那我们的心情也会非常的愉快。
And, however, the opposite, it will turn out to be a very negative effect to us.
但是如果我们做不到一个美好的人际关系的话，它的反面的话就会给我们带来很大的伤害。
According to the study of psychologists, sociologists, and medical doctors,
根据一些医学家或者是社会学家或者是心理学家的一些调查研究
，A bad relationship can make us to fall into some very, very terrible consequences.
如果没有一个良好的人际关系的话，会给我们带来很大的一些后果，不良的后
果。It will cause a lack of communication.
也可能会给我们带来一个沟通的中断。
A lack of trust, a lack of credibility.
也可能会让我们没有办法能够彼此的信任。
So people couldn't work together.
所以没有彼此的信任的话，人就没有办法一起的合作。
It will create a lot of stress, frustration, irritation, and anger in us.
也可以让我们带来心理巨大的压力，或者是愤怒，或者带来我们的挫败感。
It will produce poor self-esteem, and then it turn into isolation in our social circle.
也可能会让我们的内心中呢缺乏自信，以至于我们把自己给孤立起来。
It will reduce our immune system and then turn into a chronic disease. So our health will deteriorate.
那甚至于会让我们能够的，我们的免疫力会下降，让我们得各样的一些慢性的疾病。
And in social wise, in our mental state, we will start to have even more severe prejudice and suspicion to the people around us.
在我们的和人际的交往当中，那我们肯定会加深我们对人的一些偏见和误解。
Actually, we don't need all the scientists or those PhD to tell us that. If we have been through elementary school, we understand this.
其实我们并不需要这些科学家来告诉我们这些。如果我们有上过小学的话，我们就会知道不良的人际关系会带来什么样的负面的结果。
The terrible human relationship will produce a lot of negative effect, will impact us so much.
我想我们这些不良的人际关系会我们带来如此之多的一些负面结果，会对我们有很大的影响。
So simply speaking, we all understand we need to have a good relationship.
所以我们很清楚的都知道，我们都需要一个良好的人际关系。
It sounds easy, however, in order to have a good relationship, it actually poses a great challenge.To many of us.
这听起来好像很简单，但是要有一个良好的人际关系，其实对我们来说，每个人都是一个很大的一个挑战。
To help us to have a healthy and correct relationship.
要让我们有一个良好的、正确的人际关系的话
，Paul wrote the following to the church of Ephesians.
保罗在
Ephesus.
保罗给以弗所的教会写了以下的一段话。
So may we either look at the projector.Or we will read the verses from your bulletin.
那我们可以看看我们的投影，或者呢，我们可以一起来按照这个周报后面的来读。
So perhaps we read two verses at a time. I'm going to ask Yihen to read two verses. However, whenever my translator Yihen read something read, I'm going to ask all the congregation.To read out loud together. So, 所以当怡恒弟兄在念中文经文的时候，他读到红色的地方，请我们会众一起读，读两节经文。
好，
这样子看哈。
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
In the same way, I'm asking everyone, I'm going to read the English and Whenever it comes to the red part, I'm going to ask everyone to read together. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore,
just as
the church is subject to Christ,
so let
the wives be their own husbands in everything.
You 们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。
Husband, love your wife. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。
For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. The Lord does the church.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一样一般。
Children, obey your parents, the Lord, for this is right. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart,
as to
Christ. 我们 often feel that each different areas of our life they should be separated.
我们很多时候我们会认为我们在我们生活中的不同的地方我们应该分隔出来。
We would like to segregate different areas of our life into its own compartments. Home is home, church is church, job is job.After work with friends, it's the entertaining time. It's all segregated.
我们经常会想要去分割我们生活当中的不同的领域。我们有时候会认为说，家就是家，教会是教会，工作是工作，他们都不一样。而和朋友在一起的时间就是娱乐的时间。
No, 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 no. The Bible tells us otherwise.
不不不，其实圣经给我们的教导却完全不同。
The Bible teaches us that we need to understand the relationship between the Christ and church first.
圣经教导我们说，我们要首先能够清楚地认识基督和教会他们的关系。
We need to understand the core essence and the identity of Christ and the church and their relationship. Then, in turn, we are able to behave correctly and play the correct role in all different relationships we are having.
我们只有能够先认知到教会和基督他们的本质和他的关系的时候，我们才可能在各种不同的关系当中能够做正确的事情，来扮演好的角色。
Oftentimes we have problem in our relationship. It's because we don't know who we are, what role we should be playing.
很多时候我们在我们的关系当中我们出了问题，那是因为我们并不知道我们的角色该如何。
Imagine you all of a sudden you got into a car accident.
就来想象一下，如果你在一个车发生了一个车祸的话。
And you know everything around you was quite chaotic. People got injured, the car got crashed, and traffic, there's a big traffic jam after you.
那也许你在那个时候，你的周围是一片的混乱，车有人受伤，车也损坏了，周围有很多的车都停下来。
And the state trooper, with flashlight and siren and came to the scene and start to talk to you.
那我们看到警察可能也开着他的警车，也一阵呼啸的过来。
And the police start to try to sell you insurance.
但是你发现警察到了您面前的时候，他所做的是要来给你卖保险。
Because selling insurance is his part-time job.
也许因为卖保险的话是他的一个第二份的工作。
Can you imagine if a person doesn't know his role, the role he's supposed to play at the right moment for the chaotic and ridiculous consequence he might bring?
所以你看到，如果大家不知道自己的角色的话，如果我们有角色错乱这样的情况的话，发生的时候就会导致非常混乱可笑的结果。
Paul is saying, if we don't know Christ, if we don't know church, then we don't know how to play our own role in all the relationships we are in.
保罗告诉我们说，如果我们不认识基督的话，我们就不会认识教会，那我们也就没有办法在我们日常的各样的关系当中扮演正确的角色。
Do you want to have a healthy relationship in your marriage?
你希不希望在你的婚姻生活当中有一个良好的关系？
Between parents and children?
在你的亲子关系中有良好的关系？
How about your workplace?
或者是在你的工作场所能够有良好的关系？
Paul said, we first need to understand the relationship between Christ and church.
保罗告诉我们说，我们要做到这一切的话，我们首先要能够了解基督和教会的关系。
Because it is the model and foundation of all relationships.
因为基督和教会的关系是我们其他一切关系的基础。
Just like a big project, one must first acquire a blueprint or model before start constructing.
就像我们有建造任何一个大的工程的时候，我们都需要能够有一个蓝图，有一个模型，我们才可以来开始建造。
So before Paul began to explain and try to help us understand how to have a good, healthy relationship, he mentioned something here.
所以当保罗要在告诉我们如何能够建立一个良好的关系的时候，他跟我们有如此的话。
He first and foremost, he mentioned Christ is head of the church.
他说的最重要的就是基督是教会的头。
Once again, he mentions this first because this is foremost important concept we need to understand.
他这么说的话也是因为这是一个最重要的观念，我们要能够明白。
Then we need to ask a question, what does it mean head?
那也许你会问，那何谓基督是头呢？
And what's the context he was talking about?
那而且他在讲这段话的时候，他的上下文的关系是如何？
Actually, Paul already spent 4 chapters in the book of Ephesians to explain what is the head he's referring to.
其实保罗在以弗所书中已经用了四章的篇幅来描述何谓基督是头。
Today, I would like to pick 3 aspects, 3 explanations, and 3 manifestations about the meaning of head.
那今天在正道当中，我会来提到三点。让我们一起来了解何谓基督是教会的头。
First, the head means a representative, a cover.
那第一，头的意思就代表的是一个代表，而且它也是指的遮盖的意思。
The head is a legal term, means someone is representing you, a delegate.
头的话就好像是法律上的一个名词，专有的名词，它有代表人、负责人的意思。
A person in charge.
它也代表一个人在负责的意思。
So the head represents a person.
所以我们知道头它代表的就是一个人。
What kind of head you have means what the person you are.
你有一个什么样的头就代表你是一个什么样的人。
So if we look into the scripture once again.
我们再来看一下我们的经文。
We will realize...Paul spent a lot of time in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians saying the following.
保罗在以弗所说的第一章中花了很多的篇幅来讲述接下来的一个道理。
He said, Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
以弗所书的第一章三到四节，愿颂赞归于神，我们主耶稣基督的父，他在基督里以天上各样属灵的福气祝福了我们，就如他从创世以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁毫无瑕疵，他在爱中。
Again, I'm going to ask a congregation to say out loud with me when we come to the red portion.
我们在读到有红字的部分，请会众跟我们一起来读。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the
照着自己心里心愿的美意，预定我们借着耶稣基督得着儿子的名分，归于他自己，归于他恩典荣耀的称赞。这恩典是在他爱子里特别赐给我们的。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
在他里面我们借着他的血得蒙救赎，过犯得到赦免，都是出于神恩典的丰盛。神以一切的智慧和聪明，使这恩典丰丰富富的临到我们。
Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him.
照着他在基督里预先定下的美意，让我们明白了他旨意的奥秘，到了那计划日期满足的时候，就是天上和地上的万有都包含在基督里。
In him also we have obtained inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
在基督里我们也得了基业，是照着那一位的心意而预先定下的，他按着自己旨意的计划来运作万事，以致我们这些早已在基督里有盼望的人能归于他荣耀的称赞。
In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
在基督里你们也听从了真理的话语，就是那使你们得救的福音，并且信了基督，就蒙了所应许的圣灵为印记。
So simply, I would like to ask you, what's the key phrase here?
那我问大家一下，在这里的关键词是哪一个？
We all have cheese, right? We have all marked bread. Red. It's in Christ is the key phrase.
所以很清楚的我们看到，在基督里是这里的关键词。
Paul is saying God is so willing to love us and try to give all the blessing, abundant blessing from heaven to us.
我看到这里保罗他所要强调的就是神是如此的爱世人，他愿意把恩典和天上一切的美好都赐给人。
There is only one problem.
但是有一个问题。
We are sinners. We are filthy.
我们是罪人，我们不圣洁。
There is no connection. God cannot pour down his blessing to us because we are sinners.
但是也是因为我们是污秽的，所以神和我们之间的关系就断掉了。
However, there is one person when God searched for the whole universe, he found There is one person who is perfect. He is able to pour down all his blessing and his love toward that one because he is holy.
但是在天地当中有一位是完全圣洁而无罪的，所以神的一切的恩典就借着他能够 临到我们。
That person is Jesus Christ.
那一位就是耶稣基督。
When we believe into Christ, we become part of his church.
当我们因为信了耶稣而进入，我们就进入了他的教会。
Then, we become part of Christ, and he is then our head.
那我们就成为了基督的一部分，他就成了我们的头。
So when we come before the Lord, if we try come before the Lord on behalf of ourselves, we are rejected by God.
所以如果我们按照我们自己的本相，我们来到神的面前的话，因为我们是污秽的、不圣洁的，我们会被神所拒绝。
However, if we believe in Christ, we are part of Him. He represents us.
但是当我们信主耶稣基督的时候，我们就成为他的一部分。
He is responsible for everything about us.
他就代表我们来到神的面前，他为我们全权负责。
He has paid the penalty of sin for us.
他也为我们所有的罪所付上的代价。
And therefore, in Christ, we are able to receive blessing. We are being chosen. We can become holy. We can be forgiving.
所以我们如果在基督里的话，我们可以蒙福。我们在基督里被拣选，看为圣洁。
And we can receive all the inheritance and the seal of Holy Spirit.
我们可以得到所有从天上来的基业，而且有了圣灵的印记。
Simply speaking, I think I make my case very clear.
那我这里有一个很好的有一个例子来给大家。
So, if I'm in Christ, He will be my head.
如果我在基督里的话，他就成了我的头。
So if he is in Christ,
如果我在基督里的话,
we are covered.
我们被基督所遮盖。
If he is not in Christ,
如果我不在基督里的话,
he needs to be responsible for his own behavior, his own sin nature.
那我就要为我自己所做的一切，为我的罪行来负责。
However, if we are in his cover, he is then our priest.
如果他是我们的头的话，他就是我们的祭司。
We won't allow any kids who we don't know to come to our house to play around, to go to our refrigerator to get food, or to watch TV.
我想我们不会让我们自己不认识的小孩子随随便便的进入我们的家中看电视、开冰箱、吃东西、睡觉、玩耍。
We will kick them out. You don't belong here.
我们可能会把他赶出去，因为我们认为他都不属于我们。
However, if they are my son or your daughter's friend.You will be saying, "Okay, come."
但是如果他是我们的小孩子，是我们的女儿儿女的朋友的话，我们就会说没问题。
Because our children represent them.
因为我们的孩子就代表了他们。
Then we are accepted.
也因此我们就接受了那些小孩子。
Christ is not only our priest; he is also Son of God.
我们知道耶稣基督他不单是我们的祭司，他也是神的儿子。
And therefore, in the previous chapters, Paul told us, in Christ, we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him.
所以在前面的章节当中，保罗有说，在基督里，借着信基督，我们能坦然无惧，确信无疑地来到神的面前。
Why we are able to come before God without fearing being punished?
为什么我们可以能够来到主的面前而不用担心受到神的惩罚呢
？Because Christ is our cover, He is our head, we are in Him.
因为基督是我们的头，他是我们的遮盖，我们在主里面。
When He has inheritance, His inheritance is ours as well.
所以，如果他有从神来的福分的话，他有基业的话，那我们也就有了同样的福分。
His glory is our glory as well.
他所有的荣耀也就成为我们的荣耀。
He is our representative.
他是我们的代表。
Without Christ to be our head, none of the spiritual blessing belongs to us.
但如果基督不是我们的头的话，一切的属灵的永恒的福分就与我们无关了。
The head means the source and the life of life and motivation. as well.
啊，头的话也是指的是生命的一个供应，也是一个动力的源泉源头。
Actually, in God's eyes, there are only two people in this world.
其实，在神的眼中，这个世界上只有两个人。
The New Testament tells us the two people are.
新约告诉我们说，这两个人是
the first Adam and the last Adam.
一个是先前的亚当，一个是幕后的亚当。
We are either in the first Adam or in the new Adam.
所以我们不是属于前面先前的亚当的话，我们就属于幕后的亚当。
Naturally speaking, biologically speaking, socially speaking, we are supposed to be in the very first Adam.
啊，那其实从我们一个自然的角度来说，我们都是属于先前的亚当。
We were all in him.
我们都在他的里面。
Just like before your child is born.
啊，就像当你的小孩子出生的时候，
之前 he or she is already in you.
他或者已经在你的里面。
Just like before we were born, we were all actually in Adam.
啊，就像在我们还没有出生的时候，我们都已经在先前的亚当里面。
Adam is the source of our life.
先前亚当也是我们生命的一个源头。
The source of our disposition.
也是我们的
character.
我们的一个性情的一个源头。
We have rebellious nature.
我们有一个悖逆的这样的一个天性。
We all like to do the way we want to do.
我们总是喜欢做我们想做的事情。
We think we are always right.
我们总是会认为我们自己总是对的。
All those characters are from our very source, Adam.
我们所有的这些性情都和我们的源头，也就是我们先前的亚当有关。
Because we were born from him.We are his descendant.
因为我们是从他而来的，我们是他的。
However, Paul in the book of Ephesians before he said, even when we were dead in transgression, even at the time we spiritually dead because we are in the first Adam, at the time God has made us alive.
保罗在以弗所书的一些章前面的章节当中有提到，但是甚至当我们还死在过犯中的时候。就是我们与基督一同活过来。
God has made us alive together with Christ. So when we are in Christ, when He is alive, we are alive.
我们看到神是我们和基督一起一同活过来，所以当我们和基督在一起的时候，基督活过来，我们就一同活了过来。
Which means once we believe the work of the cross.
所以也就是说，当我们来相信十字架的功效的时候。
We depart from the old nature, now transfer to the new nature.
我们也就离开了旧的生命，我们也有一个新造的生命。
We used to have the root cling to the old nature, so we will behave the way we behave because we have our previous nature is the source of our disposition.
啊，那是因为当起初的时候，我们是扎根在先前的亚当。所以我们从先前的亚当里得来的一切的性情。
However, once we are in Christ and He is our head, He becomes the source of our new nature, the new disposition.
但是后来当我们在基督里的时候，基督就成了我们所有的性情的源头。
Before you accept the Lord, you will find out, yes, you love to love others.But you can only love to a certain point. There's a limit for your love.
所以当我们信主之前的时候，我们也会也许也会去爱人，但是我发现我们的爱有一个有一个界限，我们只能爱人到一定的地步。
You will calculate. Is it really good for me? Is he hurting me? Is she trying to take advantage of me? And we can only love to that point, and we will withdraw. We will stop.
所以我们那个时候的爱的话是有条件的，有计算的爱。
However, once when we are in Christ, we are changed.
但是当我们在基督里的时候，我们的生命就发生了改变。
We gradually understand we can take a sacrifice for others. We can love others more.
我们发现我们可以有更多的牺牲的爱，我们可以能够更多的来爱他人。
But please notice, I did not say we can love unconditionally.
我们
like Christ，
请注意，我这里讲的是我们不可能像基督一样的完全的无条件的牺牲。
Because when I am in the new Adam，
因为当我们进入到新的幕后的亚当里面的时候
，I have the new source，
我有了一个新的动力的源头。
But I still have a custom to draw the energy, the source from the old Adam。
但是我们还是有这样的一个习惯，我们习惯于从先前的亚当那里来汲取力量。
May we pray that we will continue to strive forward to separate it from our old Adam。
我们愿我们在祷告当中，我们让我们自己都能够从先前的亚当那边能够分离出来。
So eventually, this new Adam will become our sole source of our nature.
这样的话，好让基督成为我们性情唯一的源头。
We all have been a student before.
我们都有做学生的时候。
Do you know what is this?
大家知不知道这是一本什么样的书
？I ask young people there, what is this? They don't want to look at this. This is the college entrance exam, the old college entrance exam of the previous years.
这就是一个前些年的大学的入学的考试。
You know, we have all been students before.
我想大家都经过这样的。
You know, usually at the time, what's considered a treasure and the gold when we were students?
大家能不能分析一下我们在做学生的时候，我们都想得到一个什么样的宝贝
？All the previous exams.
就是我们所说的考古题。
Because when we have the previous exams,
当我们有了以前的考试的题目的时候
，we know how to deal with the coming exams.
我们就知道怎么样去对付接下来的考试。
Especially if we face some teachers or professors, they are hard to deal with. They don't give exams according to the textbook.
特别是当我们要来面对的是一些高深莫测的一些不知底细的老师的时候，他们出题的时候，他们不只是按照课本去出。
And the only way to pass, the best way to pass is try to get some old exams.
所以知道那时候最容易的一个也是最有效的一个能够通过考试的办法，就是拉到老的题目。
And we consider those students somehow for some reason they are able to get old exams and they are the privileged.People worship them, saying, "You know, I try to be nice to you. Could you share your old exam to me?"
我们也知道有一些学生好像他就有这样的本事，他可以拉到一些考古题。在这时候，我们大家都很想对这些学生，我们都很对他很友好，希望他能够把这样的考古题和我们一起分享。
Because with the old exam, it matters as the pass or failing to you.
因为这样的题目可以决定了我是不是能够通过这样的考试。
You know, actually, Jews, they do have a privilege.Of knowing the exam than any other people in the world.
然后我们知道，其实犹太人他们有这样的荣幸，他们知道的考古题是什么。
They have the law which help them to understand what's considered of being approved by God.
他们有这个律法，他们知道什么样的律法是神所批准的。
So to them, this is a quite privilege that they do have the law. Say they know.As long as they follow the law, God will be pleased.
所以对他们来说，他们真的是很荣幸。他们知道神所颁布的律法，他们知道如果他们能够做到一切律法所说的，他们可以能够到神的面前。
It's the key to righteousness.
他们知道这是一个他们可以通往圣洁的一个途径。
So they study, they interpret it, they follow down to the letter.
所以他们花很多的时间，他们去学习、研究神的律法。
They change their behavior and make sure they want to accomplish to the requirement of the law in order to reach the perfect standard.
所以他们也改变自己的行为，他们想要达到律法所给他们规定的这个高度。
Little did they know the reason why God gave the law to them.
但是他们其实并不清楚，之所以神把律法交给他们
is to let them know God's requirement is perfect.
是告诉他们说，神所有的要求是完美的。
A standard that sinners can never reach.
这样的一个完美的一个律法，其实是罪人没有办法能够做到的。
And God's idea is that they need to understand the law is not talk about what the rules we should obey only.
所以神要告诉他们的是，这些律法不只是仅仅要告诉他们要如何去遵守这些条规。
The law is actually describing perfection.
这个律法所讲的是一个完美。
Means a person.
他讲这个完美是一个完美的人。
Actually, this law is describing a person of perfection.
所以他讲的这个人，他描述律法所描述的人，也是一个完美的人。
Do you want to reach the perfection, the standard of perfect?
你想不想达到那种完美的境界呢？
You need to believe in Christ because He is perfect.
你就需要能够来信靠耶稣，因为他是完美的。
No wonder Paul said, Christ, because this, Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
这就是为什么保罗在以弗所书有这样提到，他说使基督因你们的信住在你们心中，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That means once we believe in Christ, He becomes the source of our nature, and we will grow into perfection naturally.
这就是告诉我们说，当我们来信靠主耶稣基督的时候，他就成为我们唯一的源头，我们也能够像他一样的能够有那样的圣洁。
If we try to use our own effort, we'll try to find some other way to reach the perfection.
如果我们想要通过我们自己的努力能够来达到那样的完美的话，
it may appear to be good.
你从外表来看，也许好像是很好的。
However, there is no inner essence, and God won't approve it.
但是在你的内在却缺乏美好，神也不会承认。
Head also means the leadership, the CEO.
头它也代表了一个领袖的意思，一个执行长的意思。
Many big companies in America, oftentimes they will go through their board meeting and trying to find a good leader, either within the company or without the company.
我们知道美国很多的大公司，他们可能会在内部或者在外部来寻找执行长。
In order to find a good leader, they need to examine this person's past history.
那要找到一个很好的执行长的话。这个董事会他们会要去来 考虑这个候选人他的领导的风格。
Because the history explains the style of his leadership.
因为他的过去的这个历史会告诉他们说这个新的候选人他的领导风格会是什么样的。
So once we get this CEO come to this company,
所以当这个教会聘请了一位新的执行长的时候
the company, They know what to expect of this CEO.
那这个公司的话，他就知道说这位执行长会给他们带来什么样的一个情形。
Some of us, we have all, many of us has been to in the secular jobs. We understand this.
我想我们都在这个世界上，我们都有工作，我们可能都能够了解我刚才所说的含义。
Sometimes once we know a new CEO coming, we all talk to each other. Now a big layoff is coming.
很多时候我们知道当公司聘请了一个新的执行长的时候我们就会知道说一个大的裁员可以要开始了。
Because that was his style before.
因为这是他先前的他的风格。
Well, we're thinking, well, we're going to be merged, we're merged with other company, because that was her style before.
也许我们会发现说可能我们要和别的公司合并了因为这是新的执行长他以前的风格。
So when Paul says Christ is the head of the church, we must ask,What is Jesus' leadership style?
所以当保罗说基督是教会的头的时候我们就可能会要想来询问那基督他的领导的风格是什么样呢
So the church will be governed by his style for sure because if he's the head, he will make sure that the entire group who follow him will go through the same culture that he intended us to follow.
所以因为耶稣是教会的头是教会的执行长所以教会就要跟着他的指引来风格来运作。
Then we need to ask, what type of leader was Jesus?
所以我们可能会问那耶稣他是什么样的一个领袖呢
And Paul says, Christ is the one who is willing to sacrifice himself and being crucified So people can come together and have peace.
我们看到保罗说，主耶稣他是愿意用自己的身体来牺牲舍命在十字架上，让众人来到他的面前。
Then we realize This CEO, this leader, is type of leader who loves his followers so much, willing to die for his followers.
所以我们看到耶稣这样的一位执行长，他爱世人到如此的地步，他愿意为了世人的缘故，在十字架上舍命。
Through the means of the cross.
通过在十字架。
And Paul continued to mention, he is the one, the same one.Who descend to the earth is the one who also ascend to higher than all the heavens.
保罗继续说道，降下来的那一位，也就是为要充满万有而升到诸天之上的那一位。
So we realize this leader is willing to humble himself to be with his follower, to live like his follower.To humble himself to experience what his followers are going through.
所以我们看到耶稣这位领袖，他爱他的世人，他愿意能够降世来到我们的当中，来过我们的要过的生活。
For the purpose is for us to learn.
他这样做的一个目的，就是要让我们能够来学向他学习。
If Jesus had never came to this earth,
如果耶稣从来没有来到这个世上。
We say, hey, Jesus, you tell us to do this and do that. You have never experienced what's a human relationship about.
也许我们就会说，哎，耶稣，你要我们做这个做那个，但是你自己却从来没有经历过何谓人际关系。
You have never been betrayed.
你从来没有被人背叛过。
You have never been slandered.
你也从来没有被人说过闲话。
How do you know? How can I live with, according to the principles you are giving me?
你对这些都一无所知，我们怎么可能像你所说的那样去生活呢？
But no, Christ is not that type of leader. He actually lives like us so that he can say, I'm the example, follow me. I also live on human life, on this earth as a human before.
所以你看到耶稣他不是刚才我们提到那样的一个领袖，他是愿意来到我们的当中，他愿意活给我们看，好让我们有一个美好的榜样。
He is a leader who teaches and trains us by example.
他是一个用他的自身的榜样来向我们显明的领袖。
Then we need to ask a question. Then as Christians, what consider our training school?
所以我们可能要问这样问题，那我们所谓的这个训练是什么呢？
And what we will be going, will go through.
我们的训练会让我们经历一个什么样的过程？
And Paul, when he wrote the letter to the Christians in Ephesus, he said, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles.
所以我们看到在保罗在写信给以弗所的教会的会众的时候，他说到说他是囚犯，我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
So Paul is saying he is going through the training. He is in the school of Christ right now. And he say, hey church, the one who is training me right now, he is your head.
这个我们看到保罗他说的就是他在经过煎熬的这样的一个训练。他告诉教会说，你看，就是那个训练我的，能够让我能够经历煎熬的训练。
So church,
所以教会。
The head of this church is the one who put Paul in prison.
所以我们看到教会的头让保罗能够关在，让保罗关在监牢当中。
That's his leadership style.
这是他的一个领导的风格。
That is his teaching style.
这是他的一个教导的风格。
Should we expect all of us to be in prison?
我们是不是要期待我们所有人都会被关在监牢当中？
Not necessarily so.
我想应该不会是这样。
What Paul is saying, the same Lord of his life will be the same Lord of the church.
我想保罗他所要说的是，带他在监牢中的这个主，也是我们教会的主。
As long as we are under his leadership and training, we will go through hardship.
如果我们在他的带领之下的时候，我们肯定会要经过一些艰难的地方。
We will go through the path of the cross.
我们也会要经历十字架的道路。
I have to share this very honestly. Not not the Lord, not even promised skies always blue.
我都很诚实地跟你说，我们不会一直都天色灿烂。
Not just that, we will almost guarantee you we will have more trials and hardship before we accept the Lord.
而且不但如此，我甚至可以说，我们肯定还经历更多更大的难处。
Because that's the way He trains us.
因为那是主他训练我们的方式。
That's His leadership style.
这是他的一个领袖领导的方式。
Let us not be surprised.
让我们不要为此感到奇怪。
And yet there is a purpose for us to go through all the trials.
但是我们的受难，我们的患难，并不是没有任何的目的意义。
There is a purpose behind for He put His people on into the hardship and the trials and difficulties.
主他让他的子民能够经历所有的这些患难，他是有一个美好的原因。
Because God say for, Paul say, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
保罗说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里所造成的。
The reason why Christ put us into hardship is to learn to live above the storm.
我想主能够让我们经历这些患难的话，是要我们能够学习如何能够在生活在暴风雨之上。
So we may trust and rely in Him, and then we can in turn enjoy the triumph with Him.
我们就可以学习怎么样的来依靠他，我们也可以一起在他里面能够得胜。
Consider if your child is about to marry someone.
就想象一下，如果你的儿女要成家了。
Would you hope the person your son or your daughter is about to marry is some type of princess who has been pampered all of her life, or someone who has been pampered in a just like a flower in a greenhouse, who has never been frustrated?
啊，那如果你的儿子要娶太太的话，你会希不希望他娶的是一位养尊处优的公主，或者是从来没有经历过任何挫折的在温室里的花朵
？Or is a person who has triumphed over many many hardships?
或者你希望他们娶到的是一位能够经历了各种挫折、过着各种挫折、患难以后得胜的人。
I think the answer is very simple.
那我想我们的答案是非常简单、清楚的。
Our CEO, Jesus Christ, He intended to train the church the same way.
我想耶稣也就是我们的执行长，他要训练教会的圣徒也是同样如此。
Any church promise you to have a good life, it's not.The Church of Christ.
如果一个教会它只是一味的告诉你说，所有的一切都会是美好的，没有任何的患难的话，那这样的教会的话就不是基督的教会。
If Christ is the head of the church,
如果基督耶稣是教会的头的话
，we will go through hardship for sure.
我们就会要经历患难，经历挫折。
Because that's His style.
因为这是他的领导的风格。
So we can understand him, and so we can rely and trust in him, then we can enjoy the triumph with him.
也只有这样，我们才能够了解他，才能够知道如何的依靠他，我们也才能够和他一起能够享受得胜的荣耀。
And there is a special purpose behind this.
所以这一切都有一个特别的原因。
God will give us different hardship according to each different individual.
我想神给我们每一个人我们可能有不同的一些患难的经历。
For the purpose of equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
也是为了他的事工的缘故。
God already know what the gifts we have because he's the one who gave.
神他知道我们每一位我们的恩赐在什么地方，因为所有的恩赐都从神而来。
In order to polish the special gift each one of us have,
为了要能够来打磨我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们所有的恩赐。
The way he polishes is using trials and hardship.
他所来打磨我们的方式，就是让我们经历各样的挫折、各样的患难。
I personally know it very well.
这一点我自己非常的清楚。
When I was young, when I have no problem in life, I don't want to go to church.
当我年轻的时候，我生活中没有任何苦难的时候，我完全不愿意去教会。
I come to church only when I face trouble.
我来到教会的时候，也就是我当我面对困难的时候。
And God said, "That's the polished time."
神就告诉我们说，这是我们得磨练的时候。
It's the time you learn how to trust in me.
这也是一个我们知道如何来信靠神的时候。
So sometimes we need to pray.
所以有的时候我们需要祷告。
God, should I always have a good time in my life?
也许我们祷告说，神呢，我们是不是在我们生命当中要一直都是平顺的生活
？So you won't be able to polish my gift.
如果是一直都平顺的生活，你就也许就没有机会能够磨练我们的恩赐。
Or we pray a very daring prayer.
或者说，我们要有每天的一个祷告。
God, do it as you will.
我们说，神愿你的旨意成就。
And let's get ready.To be polished.
让我们来准备好，来接受各样的磨练。
God has sent Christ to be our head.
我们知道神已经差派基督成为我们教会的头。
He is our representative.
他是我们的代表。
So we are covered.
我们有他的遮盖。
We are secure.
我们是有保障。
Christ is the source of our new nature.
我们知道基督也是我们新的性情的源头。
So we can love the way he loves.
我们也可以像他爱世样的去爱周遭的人。
Because we rooted in this head, this source.
因为我们是有根有基，我们和他建立在一起。
Christ is the head, he is the leader.
基督也是教会的头，是领袖。
If we want to be in this head,We follow his leadership style.
如果我们在他的教会当中，我们就要来顺从他的带领。
If we are not in this head,
如果我们没有在基督里
，we are not covered.
我们没有被他所遮盖。
We have to take responsibility of our own mistakes.
我们就要为我们自己所有的所有的罪，我们来负责。
And we will live the same way like the old Adam.
我们就会像。先前的基督，先前的亚当一样过同样的生活。
And we will lead our own self with no purpose, no eternal purpose on this earth.
那我们在这个世界上的时候，我们的生命也就没有了任何的意义。
May we bow our head and pray.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主，我们谢谢你。
You sacrifice yourself.
你奉献了你自己
，so we can be part of you。
也因此，我们可以成为你的一部分。
And you are our head。
你是我们的头。
We thank you。
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray。
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen。
Amen。